With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran has expanded its targets in its showdown with the U.S. and Israel. It struck the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia today as Washington pulls many of its staffers out of the Middle East. President Trump says that Iran has been a nexus of terrorism for a very long time.
He made the case over the course of several decades, going all the way back to 1983, talking about various terrorist proxies that have been supported by Iran, to basically say that this country is a bad actor, and as a result, these attacks are justified. Trump called this a noble mission.
Correspondent Josh Boak, the Mideast conflict is wreaking havoc with air travel across the region. James Castle caught a flight out of the United Arab Emirates.
Over the weekends, just really, really stressful, really, really tense. Witnessing sort of missiles exploding above. We witnessed the port, a warehouse at the port go up in flames.
He spoke with Sky News. A federal court is refusing to cut the Trump administration any slack when it comes to refunding money collected through tariffs.
The Justice Department wanted to slow the process of refunding billions of dollars worth of tariffs, but a federal court refused, sending it to a lower court to sort out. The legal activity follows last month's Supreme Court ruling that struck down the tariffs as illegal, clearing the way for the importers who paid them to seek refunds. However, the High Court offered no guidance on refunds. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Gas prices are on the rise. AAA's national average as of this morning, $3.11 for a gallon of regular. That's up 11 cents since yesterday. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 744 points. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders react to the U.S. attacks on Iran.
Franklin Graham, head of Samaritan's Purse, is cheering President Trump for seeking regime change in Tehran. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "Thank you, Mr. President, for standing up to bring this evil empire to an end and give Iranians a chance to be free." Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council concurs, adding, quote, "The Iranian regime posed a serious threat to Israel and other peace-seeking nations." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has determined that the federal government can bar males from using female bathrooms, dismissing an appeal from a man who worked for the Army. The commission decided against a civilian IT specialist who worked at Fort Riley, Kansas. The man told his managers that he identified as a woman in the summer of 2025 when he asked to use the bathrooms and locker rooms for women. His request was declined. He filed a complaint with the Army. This is SRN News. More and more people have been turning to artificial intelligence to answer their healthcare questions.
Tech companies are pushing new health chatbots, but experts say you still need to talk to your doctor. AI companies say bots can review health records and app data to explain medical results and trends. Doctors say they can beat a basic Google search if users provide more context. Dr. Robert Wachter with the University of California.
And the alternative often is nothing, or the patient winging it. And so I think that if you use these tools responsibly, I think you can get useful information.
But experts warn you should skip AI for emergency symptoms such as chest pain, shortness of breath, or severe headaches. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he plans to attend the White House Correspondents Association dinner on April 25th, first time he will do so as President of the United States. More details at srnnews.com.